All right, so we're starting a little bit here about Perek Sheni and Ali Shor about tefillah. Okay, Perek Sheni, Mavok Katzar LeTefillah, a small introduction to tefillah. But Bava Kama Daf Gimel Mebeis, it says a very fascinating thing. It's a very interesting thing. It says in the Mishnah that there are four avos nezikin. You guys know the very famous first Mishnah of Bava Kama, that there's four avos nezikin. There's four main categories of damagers. Yes, the light in all of your eyes is overwhelming me. Okay. Anyway, one of them is called Mav'eh. Mav'eh. Mem Bet Ayin He. Okay. That's one of the four categories. What does that mean, right? I know you don't know what it means because the Gemara itself doesn't know. The Gemara itself has a suffix. The Gemara says, "My Mav'eh," on Gimel Amud Beis and Bava Kama. What does it mean, Mav'eh? Rav Amar Ze Adam. Rav says, this it means a person. In other words, a person is considered, no matter what he's doing, he's considered one of the four main categories of types of people that of types of things that damage, right? In other words, like one of them is like a fire, one of them is a boar, a pit, and one of them is man, just whatever he's doing, he's always going to damage things. Okay, like the Gemara says, Adam muad lo'olam. Okay, but why is mav'e though? Why does the word mav'e, mem bet ayin hey, why does that mean man? Why is that a name for a nickname for mankind? So the Gemara says, "Dichtiv Amar Shomer, Ata Boker veGam Laila im Tivayun Bayu." Pasuk says, "It's a pasuk about the Gullus in Edom, and it says that Bnei Yisrael are going to be asking the Shomer, this guardian, which is really a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and they're going to ask him, Mami Laila. What's, you know, what are we doing with about the night? And how long is this night going to be?" In other words, it's a poetic pasuk. Okay, it's in Yeshayahu. In Yeshayahu. Perkavala And they ask Hashem, who is the Shomer, they ask Hashem, Mami Laila, what's going to be with this night? How long is this night? Meaning the Gullahs, how long is it going to be? And the Shomer, Kadosh Baruch Hu, answers them with this pasuk. With this pasuk that the Gemara brings, which is what? Amar Shomer, the Shomer said, meaning again Hashem, Ata Boker, the morning will come, Vegam Laila, and also night, Im Tevayun Bayu. Im Tevayun Bayu. Which means what? So, what it means in the Pasuk and the Pasuk Pshat is that the morning will come, and also the night will come, meaning those that do tshuva will see the morning, they'll be redeemed. Those that don't do tshuva will stay in the night. But if you want in truth to do tshuva, so then you'll be redeemed. Okay, that's what the pasuk literally means. Now, in the Pasuk Pshat, now that so that interpretation of the word ba'i means want, right? We know that word ba'i means want, right, guys? And what's the last one? Okay, that's like neat.
So,
It's like require.
what's the last one?
What's the last one? Anybody know? It's the daven. The last one is the daven. Okay? So he says, why is it that man, that people are called a mav'eh? So he says, Hare mav'eh hu mi lashon bayu, haynu tfilah. Mav'eh is a language of bayu, which means to daven. In other words, he interprets the pasuk as saying that the morning will come if you daven for it. If you daven for it, then the galus will be ended. Hainu tefillah, mav'eh hu ha-matpalel. What does mav'eh therefore mean? The fourth of the four categories of the avos nezikin. What does it mean, mav'eh? It means mitpalel. It means that the definition, the Mishnah here, when it's talking about man, it wants to talk about mankind as being, you know, describing mankind, it uses the word mav'eh because that is the nature of a person. Zehu hi hagdaras ha'adam. That is the definition of a person being, a human being. Shehu ha'mispalel. You are the one that davens. Ki tefillah hi ha'pu'ula mesamelet et ha'adam yoter mikol pu'ula acheret. That's a crazy line. Because davening is the action that signifies man more than any other action that you could do. Fascinating idea. Pu'ulot shel milchama, actions of war, ubinyan batim, and building houses, v'afilu chayim chevratiyim mesudarim, and even as an organized social life, All these things, we see them also by animals, to a more or lesser degree, not necessarily in the same way that we have by us, but they have, a beaver builds dams, birds build nests, monkeys do business. So we see that all these, animals have all these functions, and more or less, obviously less than humans do, but they have. But to raise oneself up to his creator, and the one who is creating all the worlds, which is Hashem, and to speak to him face to face, to speak to him like ata you, we say ata Hashem. It's crazy. Zuhi nachalas ha'adam. That is the inheritance of man only. Okay, guys? So the idea of tefillah is, just the beginning of it, is we are to know that we are a davener. That's who we are. We're a davener. We are unique, that we have the ability to talk to Hashem face to face. Okay, we'll stop.